The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. Good evening. It's a pleasure to be here with you all this evening. Or maybe it's not evening where you are. Maybe you're listening to this or watching this sometime later. Whenever it might be, welcome, welcome. So we'll just do a little bit lightly guided meditation. Taking our meditation posture, a posture that reflects our intention of settling in and being upright. These two different movements. Be finding a balance between some ease and some comfort and some alertness. Maybe there's some wiggling that happens as we find our seat. And just allowing the mind and the body to arrive here. The body's here, but sometimes the mind is elsewhere. It can be helpful to feel connected to this experience. Feeling the pressure of the cushion or chair or bench, couch, bed against the body. And feeling any uprightness, that is, if you're in a meditation posture, feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion, but also the spine being upright, the head being over the shoulders. We might notice that the body is breathing. There's a certain rhythm to the movement of the chest or the belly. A certain rhythm to the air going in and out of the nose. What is it like to connect with that rhythm, the expansion of the chest or belly, and then the whatever is the opposite of expansion, the shrinking, the non-expansion. Stretching, and then the non-stretching. You might notice that the breath is long and slow, or maybe it's a little bit fast and shorter. Maybe deep or shallow. We're just noticing. Can we trust that the body knows how to breathe? We don't have to do anything special. And when the mind wanders, as it will do, we don't have to make it a problem. Just very simply, gently, begin again. Can we begin again with a environment of warmth and care? Rather than meditation being one more place where the inner critic might pester us, can we have meditation be a place of safety, sanctuary for our mind and hearts, a refuge for our mind and hearts? A refuge that allows what our experience is to be there without insisting that it be different. A refuge that has warmth and care. A refuge that treats us with respect and honor, honors the experience. what is it like to meditate in such a way that it feels like a refuge, a sanctuary, a place of safety, allowing the mind and the heart and the body to rest. To feel safe. Is there a way that we can practice, that we can meditate, that supports us and allows not only for us to feel this sense of refuge, creating a refuge, a place of safety, but also for that to affect the way we show up for others, affect the way that we behave, things that we say in communities. That is, to help them feel safe, help them feel like there's a refuge, so that our practice isn't only for ourselves, but it's for those we come in contact with, and perhaps even those who come in contact with those who come in contact with us. In this way, we can extend or expand the sense of ease that comes when there's a sense of safety and refuge, so that our practice may be for the benefit of all beings everywhere.